Second date update.
Most of the time, if money is exchanged in return for a date, that can be viewed as kind of sketchy.
Kind of illegal.
Well, not for me, though.
No?
That's why I always walk around with 7 different money clips full of many denominations in multiple types of currencies from all around the world, because you never know.
Just to be ready, huh?
Have you heard of Venmo?
You're willing to do that for 800 Barbadian dollars? You're in luck, sir. I just happen to have that right here.
Is that actually the currency of Barbados? Did you check that?
Barbadian sounds cool.
Yeah. You'll never know. And one of our listeners said in their email, a money exchange was attempted for a date with her. It might have something to do with why she's not seeing this person right now, but she definitely wants to get a hold of them. Let's talk to Mila about it. Mila, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, the setup to all of this makes it sound so sketchy.
Yeah.
Well, when you say it like that, I guess, but...
There's no shame in doing like a sketchy money exchange for a date.
I think there is some shame in that.
Don't hang your head about it.
Not if you're happy with the amount.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You hold your head up with pride, Mila, okay? Tell us about this person that you met and how this money exchange happened or almost happened.
Okay, so I met this guy, Sam, at a charity auction.
Oh.
It's basically, I was trying to raise money building a new community center.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
Okay.
So part of the event was auctioning off dates.
Oh my God. Oh. I participated in something like this once, and it was so nerve-wracking.
Were you being auctioned?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please, someone just bid. This is going to be so embarrassing.
Is it weird that your husband didn't even put his hand up? I'm pretty sad.
Oh, my God. So, wait, were you being auctioned off or was he being auctioned off?
Yeah, no, I was auctioned.
Okay.
I will say, and I maybe shouldn't, I was auctioned off once, and I actually ended up getting drunk with the person on our date, and we had the greatest time. But this could actually be a date. These were supposed to not be real dates,
though. This is a room of experienced date auction
people. Yes, we've been sold. Jeff, you've been sold before.
I have not been sold. Oh. No, I'm the buyer. But, Mila, how did you feel when you were being put up like that?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Of course I was nervous.
Yeah.
Especially because I met this cute guy. Like, part of it was a silent auction. And during that time, I met Sam. Mm. And he was very sweet. And he made me laugh. He made me feel less nervous about the whole thing.
Okay, so you guys talked about it. You talked about how you were up for auction.
Before
a date with
you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So then he asked me, like, hey, what number are you in the auction?
Oh.
And I was like, well, be prepared, though, because you're going to have to take out a second mortgage. I'm not cheap.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's
funny. It's a little scary.
Jeff's frightened.
But it's for charity, too, right?
Yeah, it is for a good cause.
So it's not the worst thing.
Oh my God,
so he's showing interest that he wants to bid on you before it happens. That's great.
Yeah, no, and it was luckily that joke landed well. So it gave me a lot of hope. But, of course, the worst possible thing happened.
What?
Sam starts bidding on me. Great. Love that. We knew that was going to happen.
Duh.
But then my freaking ex-boyfriend comes into play.
Shut up.
And starts bidding against him.
What?
No. Wait. Why would he do that?
That's so stupid.
He wants to get back together with me.
Did Sam ever know that was your ex, or was it just like a bidding war with a guy he didn't know, hopefully?
Yeah, I don't think he knew.
Okay, that's
good. Yeah,
yeah,
it's better.
I mean, honestly, it kind of hypes you up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fighting over you.
Yeah, that's true.
But it also could have been good if he knew that it was the ex, because it's like she was so amazing, all the exes want her back.
No, I would have stopped being. I'd be like, this is a red flag.
Yeah, drama. Too much drama.
Okay.
So wait, did he win? Who won the date?
My ex won.
No.
Oh.
No.
He loves
God.
You.
Did you actually verbally say yuck when he won?
You start crying on stage.
Well, it's obviously for charity, so I didn't want to seem perturbed by who won.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was a bad relationship either. Like, the relationship had just run its course.
Okay.
It's just bad that he can't get over it.
Yeah.
Can we ask how much money you went for? Is that a rude question?
No, it's
not rude at all. And I, for the record, definitely think I'm worth more than this amount.
Oh.
Just saying.
Okay.
But it was $2,000.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Dang.
$2,000?
I would be ecstatic if I was worth $2,000.
I thought you were going to say $20,000, but okay. $2,000, it's respectable.
What kind of charities do you go to?
I'm not going
to
say what the Illuminati does and does not do. Okay? But the $2,000 is great. That's a good amount of cash, but it's with your ex.
Is.
Yeah, but it sucks because then you have to go out with your ex. Did you already go out with him?
Ugh, no, I didn't. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm going to make it very clear, you know, that this is just for charity.
But what happened after the auction ended with Sam? Were you able to like reconnect with him and be like, hey, I actually like was hoping you would win?
Yeah, I told him that, and I was actually able to get his phone number later on through my supervisor.
There we go.
And look at that. He's like, what? I get a free date? Awesome.
Yeah, well, I haven't contacted him yet, and I was hoping that maybe you guys could help me out.
Oh, my God, why?
So, wait, hold on. Are we going to call him and, like, convince him to ask you out somehow? Why don't you just ask him out?
I don't know. I'm nervous. It's a crazy night, and I love you guys so much, and I know he loves your show, too, so I figured this might be the best way.
Maybe we could frame it like the other date fell through, and so he can, like, step in if he wants to. It'll be more, like, official.
I don't know if it's
then
like...
he's going to think that he still owes $2,000.
Yeah, and he's a backup
Well, then we'll take the $2,000.
Hey, now we're talking.
To the Brooke and Jeffrey charity.
Yeah, we have needs, but, okay, the whole point is we need to ask out Sam for you. And,
I just think this is going to be so easy. Like, why would he say no?
I guess I'm kind of surprised that he didn't find a way to get my number. But I don't know. Maybe he felt like it wouldn't have been the right time since I was literally bought by somebody else. I don't know.
I wonder if he somehow could just vibe and tell that was your ex or something. And he's just like, look, I'm going to let them do their thing.
Or somebody else from the foundation that you work with, like, let it slip. Because I'm sure some of your coworkers knew what was going on.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, they're probably getting back together.
These are all questions that we can ask him when we come back, call him, and try and get the second date update and ask why he didn't think you were worth more than $2,000. So rude.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to do it right after this.
Second date update.
Coming up to the auction stage, she's a 5'6" brunette, but 5'9" in heels.
Hey.
She's got a sharp sense of humor with limited baggage, except for the ex-boyfriend who follows her around to charity events and tries to win her back.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Mila. Now let's start the bidding at $14 million.
Oh, whoa.
Do I hear $14 million? $14
million? Nope. No takers.
$13 million.
All right, I'm going to bid on it. Sold!
Yay, Jeffrey!
I think that was actually official, Mila.
Yeah.
Good for you. You just won a lot of money.
Or like 4 Bitcoin.
I know you're worth, Mila.
Thanks, guys.
How you feeling, Mila?
I feel really good now that you guys just gave me a proper bid.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
I know I'm joking around, but Mila's actual date really wasn't too far off from what just happened there, because Mila was trying to help raise money for her local community center. She was in an auction, wanted a guy named Sam who was there to win her, because they had a little flirtation before the event started. Unfortunately, Mila's ex would not let that happen. He showed up and stole her away for the price of $2,000.
He sucks.
Wow.
But he has money.
Yeah, so he doesn't suck that much.
And wants to support the local community. But the good news is Mila was able to get Sam's number.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy she really wanted to go out with. Yeah. So we're about to call him here. And I was thinking we probably, when we get him on the phone, should not tell him that the guy that he was bidding against was his ex.
Did you have to say that part out loud? Whoa. What is duh, Jeffrey?
Well, okay.
Like,
who was going to mention it?
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you going to blow up her spot?
Sometimes, I like to brainstorm with everybody in the room.
It may come up.
Don't do that.
Mila, is that good with you?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Let's not mention it.
All right, good.
Okay, so this
we're
is
all
just...
in agreement. It was all my idea.
Yeah.
So now we're going to call this guy Sam for you, okay?
Oh, my God.
Here we go. I'm going to dial his number right now.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking to speak with Sam.
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Nice to meet ya.
What up?
You're on a radio show right now called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
What an experience. We often auction this type of experience off at charity events. Yeah.
That wasn't as smooth as it in your head.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
But it still sounded
I'm pretty
good.
Sure Sam has no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah,
it's
random.
So, Sam, sorry for the confusion here. We're doing a segment with you called a Second Date Update.
Okay.
And the reason that my co-host eloquently spilled something about auction stuff is because one of our listeners met you recently at a charity auction for a local community center. Do you remember meeting?
Oh, right. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You're big into charities, huh?
Did you meet any cute ladies there?
Yes, I did, actually. There was one in particular I really liked.
What a coincidence.
Oh, Okay. Was her name Brooke?
No, Brooke does do a lot of charity.
Yeah, she likes to snatch up as many gentlemen as she can.
He didn't say drunk lady. He said cute lady.
Yeah. Okay. No, we're talking about a girl named Mila. Is that the one you're thinking of?
That is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, hey. That's so cute.
She just was super serious, and I just heard your smile when we said her name.
Yeah.
Bro.
What did you like about Mila?
Mila was just breathtaking. She stood out from the crowd. She's really cute. I don't know. We just had a really good chemistry. And
that's awesome.
Oh, she was just sweet. Just really relatable, you know?
Yeah. Sweet and so relatable and so breathtaking, but not breathtaking enough to spend more than $2,000 on her, apparently.
Shame, guys.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we're a comedy show. That was a joke. But even Jeff laughed.
We heard that you didn't win when it came time for her to be bid on.
No.
For the date with her.
Yeah, there was another guy out. He outbid me, so.
Bummer. What were you feeling when that was happening?
It was kind of intense. I mean, I didn't have tens of thousands of dollars to spend on a date, so.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like that guy had a lot of money.
You realize she's not actually a thing, an item. You can just ask her out afterwards.
Yeah, I know, but right after somebody bid on her, I don't think that was the right time to go up and ask her.
Mm.
No, it was the perfect time.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to do it in front of the person that just spent all this money trying to get her.
But these things are actual romance. I mean, they're just like fun dates.
They are, yeah. They're not supposed to be.
Did you have any plans, though, like maybe after the event to try and reach out to her or something like that?
Yes, definitely was on my mind. So funny thing happened was after the auction was over, I went over and talked to the guy that outbid me.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
You talked to him?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you roll up your sleeves and say, best man wins?
Yeah. Now it's time for fisticuffs.
Let's throw hands.
No, I mean, like I said, I really had a connection with Mila. So I went and talked to the guy.
Uh-oh.
And it turns out he was her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no way.
Shocked. What?
Wow.
Whoa, that is news.
Blindsided.
Come on, we knew that.
Okay, yeah. To be honest, we heard that was the case.
And she was super disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt really bad. I mean, he was, like, really trying to get back to her. He was getting all teary-eyed, talking about how much he missed her, and I kind of just... I felt bad for him, so I kind of consoled him a little bit, and I told him he had to move on. I mean, obviously, it's over, it's over, so.
Well, we've all been there, so you're kind of being a bro at this point.
That was,
okay. Man, I get it.
That was a good message.
Give him a little post-relationship therapy.
Did he listen to you as he moved on?
Yeah, he needs
to. Well, I mean, it took a little bit of a bribe, so I actually ended up paying him for the date, so I reimbursed him plus a little bit extra.
Wait, what?
To buy the date of Mila off of him.
Why does Mila not know this?
Well, it's going to be a surprise. Like, he's supposed to go on a date, so I'm going to show up instead.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Hang up all the phones.
Are
right
you kidding
now.
Me?
Wait,
oh,
what?
Dude.
Sucks.
By not saying one thing, we ruined
something. That's actually really cute and really
so
sweet.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm sorry, dude. The reason why we're reacting this way,
we had
no idea that this plan was going to happen, and we actually have Mila waiting on the other line listening, wanting to talk to you.
Oh, no. That's our surprise.
Dude, I'm so sorry. But
oh, man. Well...
Mila,
are you there?
It was going to be a nice surprise. I was looking forward to seeing
it. Oh, no, twist the knife. We feel bad already.
Dude.
Mila?
No, I'm still surprised. I'm so surprised. That's so sweet.
Oh, yay!
Okay.
Yeah. Cute.
Did you hear her?
I don't get to see your reaction in person, but...
Aww, wait, hold on. Mila? Are you okay with this? Are you sure you want this to happen?
Yeah, you guys are so sweet. Like, I know you feel bad for, like, ruining the surprise, but I'm so happy right now. I'm speechless.
Are you sure?
Awesome.
Are you sure, Mila? Because we can get your ex on the phone and convince him to up it even more. Let's see how high we can go with this. Like 2,500?
Oh, he's going to have to pay me a lot if he wants that date back.
I feel like you need to start calling more exes of just other random people if you're able to convince them so quickly to, like, move on.
No. Not unless they're Mila's ex.
Or like a couple's counseling.
I mean, honestly, if he can help me move over my ex.
How were you planning on telling her?
I was going to just come to the date. I mean, it was all...
Yeah, that's the perfect
You were just
going to
be like sitting at the table and she was going to walk in and instead of the ex, it was going to be you?
But this is good because now she can get more ready because she'll actually care about the date.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too, Alexis.
What she would have worn before.
Yeah.
Because... Mila, you weren't going to try if it was going to be the ex at all, right?
That's a great point.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
I'm sure Mila would have looked amazing no matter what she was wearing.
Oh, dude, you're great.
This is making me sick.
Yeah, now I'm getting a little nauseous.
I love it.
So, what we normally do is we offer to send you guys out on a date that we would pay for.
Well, we could do that.
We don't have the money. We do not have $2,000.
They're going to go on two dates now.
After the date that you've already paid for, would you like to go on another date after that? And we'll pay for that.
I would love to.
Okay,
great.
Oh, my God. He is so into you. He's already planning the next date.
That's so cute.
Well, Brooke, technically, I plan this, so I get ownership of it.
Yeah.
Well, technically, the ex planned the first one. So, yeah. I mean,
so
what has he done?
Yeah. You really have to step up your game here, okay, Sam? You're not doing a whole lot over there.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
That's a spirit.
So cute.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
And the award for the cutest couple in a second date update for this entire year goes to Mila and Sam.
Yay. Dead. Well deserved. If they do not call us back with an update, I am going to be so upset.
Seriously.
You can hear the chemistry.
And so many texts into 78592. A lot of ahs with like 20 W's afterwards.
Yeah.
One said, best ruined surprise ever.
We didn't know.
And he wasn't even mad that he spent the $2,000.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, and he could have been like, what? She was going to go out with me anyway. Why'd I spend all that money?
Yeah.
We totally should have up and sold him for more than that. I knew we could have. But anyway, I can't wait to hear from them again. As long as their update isn't that the ex showed up to the date anyway and decided to fight for her.
Oh, no.
I mean, that could be entertaining.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I would like to hear
He doesn't sound like a fighter. He sounds like more of a crier.
Yeah. Whatever. He's like, I'm on the check bounce.
But we can always try and help you with your love life if you ever need a little bit of assistance.
Yeah.
Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. And go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.